This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford and Voice Activated Sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. Just say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. Sync is subscription-free and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
On Friday's Page One, the diabetes drug Avandia was ordered off the market in Europe and the FDA imposed tough restrictions in this country. Officials say Avandia poses a risk of heart attacks. President Obama made Mideast peace the dominant theme of his yearly address to the UN General Assembly, but he also had a warning for Iran. And why the mayor of Moscow isn't getting along with the Kremlin. I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins right now. Our top story says regulators on both sides of the Atlantic announced new restrictions on the controversial diabetes drug Avandia. Citing the risk of heart attacks, they ordered Avandia off the market in Europe. In the U.S., patients will need prescriptions, and they'll have to try other diabetes medicine first. The FDA's decision is a sign the Obama administration is taking a harder line on drug safety issues. Cleveland Clinic cardiologist Stephen Nissen, whose studies pointed up Avandia's risks, says the announcement ended what he calls one of the worst drug safety tragedies in our lifetime. President Obama challenged world leaders to leave behind decades of shattered promises and help Israelis and Palestinians close a peace deal within 12 months. Mr. Obama also warned Iran that it would face sustained international pressure if it didn't resume talks on its nuclear program.
The door remains open to diplomacy should Iran choose to walk through it. But the Iranian government must demonstrate a clear and credible commitment and confirm to the world the peaceful intent of its nuclear program.
Later, the U.S. delegation walked out after Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad said some people around the world believe the U.S. government orchestrated the 9/11 attacks. He said a majority of Americans agree the government did that to reverse the declining economy and save what he called the Zionist regime, meaning Israel. Friday's Times looks at a nonprofit campaign group with close ties to a Republican consulting operation. This week, Americans for Job Security paid nearly $4 million for ads attacking 9 Democrats running for Congress. That's on top of the $6 million it spent during the primaries. Times reporter Mike McIntyre says the question is whether Americans for Job Security is largely a funnel for anonymous donations. The Republicans running for governor and Senate in California turn out to be a study in contrasts. Meg Whitman has been moving to the center in her race against Democrat Jerry Brown. Carly Fiorina has been moving to the right as she campaigns against Senator Barbara Boxer. University of California, Berkeley professor Jack Citrin says they're trying to ride the same wave, but in different ways. He says Ms. Fiorina is on a surfboard, Ms. Whitman is on her yacht. The mayor of Moscow is feuding with the Kremlin. It all started when Mayor Yuri Lushkov appeared to criticize President Dmitry Medvedev. It looked as if Lushkov wanted Prime Minister Vladimir Putin back as president. The Kremlin-controlled news media countered with an all-out attack on Lushkov. Now some political consultants are saying Lushkov may have to go. Baseball fans had all but given up on ever seeing the television broadcast of the 1960 World Series. So what was a kinescope doing in the wine cellar of Bing Crosby's California home? It turns out that he had a recording made. He hired a company that put a movie camera in front of a television set. That's how they did it before VCRs and DVRs. The five-reel set from the World Series is the only known complete copy of one of the greatest baseball games ever. It's the one in which Pittsburgh Pirates second baseman Bill Mazeroski hit a game-ending homer to beat the Yankees 10-9. Bing Crosby was in Paris listening on the radio and rooting for the Pirates. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This episode of the Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated sync, the in-car connectivity and entertainment system that features music search with the sound of your voice. When you have sync, you can simply say the name of a song, band, artist, or genre of music on your MP3 player to browse and play the music you want to hear. You can also use the controls in your vehicle's sound system to control most MP3 players. Sync is subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. For more details, visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, Colombian security forces killed the second-in-command of Latin America's largest rebel group. The government said the field marshal known as Mono Jojoy died in a bombing raid in the mountains. He was also wanted on charges in the U.S. Britain's planned cuts in defense spending have Washington worried about whether Britain will remain America's most dependable ally. The reductions are expected to trim 10% to 20% from Britain's defense budget. For the U.S., the question is whether Britain will continue to have a force that can join in major combat operations. About 10,000 British troops are currently in Afghanistan. Friday's Business Day section says the government is reining in GM stock sale. To get the highest possible price, the government has told GM to make its initial public offering smaller than had been expected. That has GM planning to sell between $8 and $10 billion worth of stock. In Friday's New York report, new numbers paint a troubling picture. In the school year that ended in June, the number of public school students who failed to move on to the next grade skyrocketed. Times reporter Sharon Otterman says there were two reasons. The bar for passing state tests was higher, and the city broadened its tough promotion policy. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page Podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.